Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, you're listening to Real Life Mentoring, and today we have a special guest, Amy Whitson. We met Amy, probably a year or so ago, and she has some information that is going to serve listeners well. Amy, we're going to pass it over to you, and you tell us who you are.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. I am so blessed to have met you two as well. I just feel like I've known you for years and years, but yeah, it's only been a year. So I am in no way an expert on this topic, but I do have 20 years of teaching experience, and I've taught various grade levels from pre-K all the way through eighth grade. Most of my teaching experience is in regular education, but I did teach special education for a little bit too. My certifications, I have three different certifications. I have a master's degree in education. I've been in several leadership roles in the schools that I've taught in. I was chosen to be on a variety of committees for the State Department of Education, both in Kansas and Oklahoma. I was actually a paid mentor for the Oklahoma Department of Education. So I do have a variety of experience. And then I just entered the corporate workforce in the last
year. That's where we met. Yeah.
And that's where we met. And so I'm a human resources employee, and my actual title is culture and communications coordinator. So basically, I've been in the people business for a very long time. And I do think that relationships, I feel like I am not an expert for sure, but I feel like that is one of my fortes.
Great. And so today we'll just throw out, we're going to be talking about learning styles. And that's why, because as everyone has just heard of your vast background, why are learning styles important? What are they? So I want to start by, most mentors will probably not have teaching background. Mm-hmm. So how can we make this simple and not intimidating to talk about learning styles? Why is it important? And so you just kind of give us an overview and jump in talking about learning styles. And Chris, you are here with us today. We haven't heard a peep out of you.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you, ladies, for letting me speak.
Yeah.
No, I'm very intrigued, because I know this would have helped me when I was in grade school. I had teachers who maybe utilize learning styles and seen me not just as part of the group. Everyone learns the same way. Mm-hmm. So, Amy, I'm looking forward to learning today as well.
Yeah. So yeah, you just so jump in.
Okay. Well, I do think that it's important, as with any relationship, to spend time getting to know each other. And this can be in a teacher-student relationship, in a mentor-mentee relationship, husband-wife, a friendship, and for sure, coworkers in any kind of professional environment. So just getting to know each other is crucial in building that relationship. And so in my opinion, knowing each other's love language is just as important as knowing their learning style. So you'll know at the beginning of a relationship how each other learns and what makes them kind of tick. And I think those are paramount in communication and understanding. So basic, just very basic overview of what learning styles are. So it's just basically the way that person prefers to learn and how they're most successful processing and retaining information. There is a model of learning styles that is prevalent in when you're learning about learning styles, and it's called the VARK model, V-A-R-K. And basically, it stands for visual, auditory, read-write, and kinesthetic. And so they're not necessarily a prescription for learning, and most people don't fit into just one category. They kind of overlap at times, and it certainly depends on what you're learning and the subject matter that you're learning. So visual learners, they like to see, they like to observe, they prefer pictures, diagrams, written instructions. They might draw or take notes and make lists as they learn. So providing information on a projection screen or posters or graphs, colorful environments are helpful. Auditory learners, they like to listen to a lecture or to a recording. So they're often the talkers in the group because they like to hear other people's perspective. They like to share their own ideas, and then listening to others and sharing their own ideas helps them to learn. And so when you're speaking to an auditory learner and you want them to learn something, you often repeat what you've said or have them repeat what you've said.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah.
I'm joking. Oh.
Chris, let's say auditory together. Auditory. Here we go. So they do like to have you repeat things, and they like to repeat them as well. So kind of like callback information. They also like audiobooks or recordings to learn. So you can tell as an adult, if you prefer an audiobook rather than reading, you're probably more of an auditory learner.
I actually do. I only started listening to books probably 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I always felt like it was kind of cheating.
Right.
I don't know why, but it fits me. I love working out and listening to a good book, and I retain a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that might be something that would indicate that you're an auditory learner. I'm the same. I don't listen to audiobooks because I love to read. I like to have a book in my hand. I like to feel the book and smell the book and, you know, yeah, kind of traditional. I love to listen to music though. Music fuels me, I think. And then the third style in the BARC model is to read and write. So these learners, they are the more quiet learners. They often like to gather their information through reading. They like to write. They love essays. They love written answers. This is kind of the model, or this is kind of the style that the traditional educational system caters to. You read and then you write about it. And so that's kind of way back when, before teachers started learning about learning styles and trying to differentiate their teaching to cater to different learners. This was basically like you sit in a desk and you listen and you read something and then you write. And that was kind of the learning that a lot of us had to endure from most right. teachers, especially if they were older teachers. So they're content with writing projects, essays. They're probably not as vocal. They learn best through written answers. And then you've got the kinesthetic learners. So these type of learners, they use their bodies and they move a lot. They use their hands when they're talking. And I know I'm kind of a hand talker as well, but I'm not necessarily a kinesthetic learner. So they're thought of as wiggly or squirmy. They don't sit still. They're often good athletes or dancers. So they're more adept at learning through movement. So when you're little and you're teaching kids that are young letters, you might have body movements to teach them letters. And those kinesthetic learners are going to pick that up real fast. And so basically hand or body movements, you let them kind of walk around the room and pace and talk it out when they're learning facts or when they're learning something. A lot of times they like to act out a scene from reading. So these are actors. They like to pace and walk and move and bounce and all of the things. So those are the basic four learning styles for children. But then as an adult, there's four different learning styles that have been researched and talked about for adults. So do you guys have any questions so far on anything that I've talked about? Or
I can tell you're a teacher. Let me give you information and now let me follow up with a question.
No, I actually do. Amy, yeah. Is it possible to have two of these?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Your learning styles, there are many people that have just a one strong and only learning style. A lot of them overlap for sure. And it really depends on the environment that you're in. And it depends on the subject matter that you're learning. So, you know, when you're learning math facts or when you're learning a new concept at work in your professional environment, it for sure depends on the subject matter.
Okay, that makes sense. I think I'm a mix on between visual and auditory.
Mm-hmm, for sure. What's interesting is that as adults, we kind of have our brains are set, right? Kids' brains are very malleable. They're learning and they can kind of adjust, right? And so when we're adults, we already have kind of our learning style. We acquire knowledge and it's kind of set, like I said, but kids, they can kind of move in between different learning styles too, depending on the situation, the environment and such. But as adults, we've gone through our experiences and we can move our experiences into a different style than we've learned as a child. Because adults do kind of struggle with changes in your brain or adapting to new scenarios. So it's kind of, we're kind of set when we're adults, to be honest. But there are four other different learning styles as an adult. There's linguistic, there's logical, intrapersonal, and interpersonal learning. Linguistic is verbal communication. It's when you need to see the speaker's face, their body language, you need to hear their voice. So usually good trainers can break down pieces of information and explain that to others around them. They're very good with their words. And then you've got the logical learners, which those are more like analyzing. So maybe scientists and mathematicians and people like that. They like to analyze the parts, pull them apart, put them back together in a way that makes sense for themselves. They often look for patterns of what they already know and how they learn that information from the past so that they can fit the new information into those type of patterns to help them learn better. Does that make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I've seen, is it possible to see like a three-year-old playing with their toys and seeing some of this already in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think with Legos and one little kid will start putting it together in really cool shapes and another kid may just throw them around, right? Okay.
They're throwing them because they're kinesthetic. They like that movement.
And
you know, the others are building and they're very methodical about it. If that makes sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got your intra personal learning style, which I would say I fall very much into this one as an adult for sure, because my learning occurs with relationships. So instructors, peers, you're learning from your instructors, you're learning from your peers, you're learning from other people. So these type of learners, they do well in group discussions. They like case studies. They like brainstorming, sharing their own experiences. So real life scenarios work well in their learning. They like teamwork. They like self-expression. So there again, they're the talkers. They're the they like those intrapersonal relationships with other people. And that's how they learn, by just listening and talking all at the same. And then your interpersonal learner is, it's very much like a logical learner. So they're analyzing their own thoughts and feelings, and they're seeking their own self-understanding. Most likely this is an introverted person, and they don't feel very comfortable learning in a team or with other people, because they really like to focus on their individual learning and kind of analyze and go with that. So those are the four adult learning styles, along with your auditory, your kinesthetic, your visual learning styles as well. So again, I just think it's important for you to kind of know so that in a professional environment, particularly, you can learn strategies to take with your learning style and go with that. If you have a strategy, if you know that you are an intrapersonal learner, you know that you're going to work well with a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not work well remotely all by yourself unless you're talking to a team daily.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, it makes me think of this. So as a nonprofit, we do mentoring workshops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And normally we do it in one day, 5 or 6 hours. And so it sounds like it's important as we write this material and develop it further that we speak into at least 4 learning styles for adults. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to, and I've been through your mentoring workshop and I loved it, by the way. And you broke yours into 6 different sessions. And I loved how you did. And I don't think that you meant to, because you really didn't know that you were doing this until we kind of had a discussion about learning styles.
Okay.
But you did cater to a lot of different learning styles. I mean, you showed visuals, you showed videos, you had material to read, you had group discussions, you wrote on the whiteboard. So you really provided a lot of different opportunity for all kinds of different learning styles, in my opinion.
Well, I like that you said it's important for, you know, everybody to know their learning style, like in a professional setting for strategy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, you talked about relationships. Why would that, you and I, let's say we start meeting on a regular basis for coffee, and why would it be important for you to know? Because I, as you just said that, I think I'm visual, but I also think I'm an interpersonal, like
mm-hmm.
I'm great in a team, but I need to know that I know my own stuff. And mm-hmm. so with collaboration, I don't want to figure it out together. I want to figure out my mm-hmm. part. Where mm-hmm. Chris is like, oh no, let's just do it all.
Christina, but, so which one do you think I am then?
Oh, you're definitely intra.
I am very much so. And so, Amy, can you imagine we lead this nonprofit together and we work together. And so I have this idea and let's process it together. She's going, okay, leave me alone. I'm going to go to another room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I go, mm-hmm. oh, wow. Okay. But man, we could talk so much about this, right?
Exactly.
So, Amy, this could easily be a marriage counseling session, but I think it illustrates the point where we learn so differently. And I think we have seen that as, why can't you think like me? Why can't mm-hmm. you think like me?
Mm-hmm.
What's the benefit of knowing the other person's learning style? How does that help relationships?
So you don't kill them, maybe.
Right. Well, I mean, I think understanding a partner's learning style can be important in a relationship because it can help with communication and strengthening your relationship. So you two seem to know each other very well. And I remember in one or two of your sessions, you kind of brought up that you're opposite, and Christina is more of an introvert and she likes her alone time and she likes to kind of download by herself. And you're very much like a talker and a relational like individual. And so just knowing that helps you know that you need to allow her that personal time to process.
True.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that since learning styles are how people process and understand and remember information, I think you can also influence how people communicate, listen, interact, behave with one another. If you know their learning style, then you can take that into account when you are trying to talk about something new or teach them something. It just seems like it would be more meaningful to your mentee or to your partner or a friend or a person you work with. If you know that they learn in a certain way, you're not just going to sit and give them a lecture if they're not an auditory learner, right? You're going to need to show them pictures and you're going to need to show them, or you're going to have to do something with them get up and move and show them and let them be a hands-on learner if they're kinesthetic. So understanding and knowing their learning style, I think it just shows that you care and you value your partner enough to make the effort to adjust to their learning style accordingly.
You know, I just had this aha moment. One of my, she started off as a mentee and now she's just a great friend, but she sends me auditory things all the time. Mm-hmm. And that speaks nothing to me because mm-hmm. I'm visual. I want to read something. And mm-hmm. she'll say, oh, did you read or did you listen to this? Did you listen to this? Did you listen to this? And I have to tell her, I didn't. I'm sorry. But she is probably an auditory yes. learner. I yes. am not. And so right. we're missing each other.
Right.
That's
yeah. Great. And you know, like, I think most people know about the five love languages. And
I was going to circle back to that. Can you yeah. briefly talk about that? Yeah.
So, could I interject something for yeah, moment, ladies? Absolutely. This topic is so good. There's so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go ahead and decide now to make this part one and two? Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great because there is so much yummy goodness here.
Yeah. So, Amy, or Christina, do you want to finish this out with any particular comments?
Let's finish this out by talking about how the love language, because I wanted to, you mentioned that earlier and how sure, that okay. falls into that. And then mm-hmm. we'll pick up with part two. That sounds mm-hmm. great.
Sure. So if you know what the love languages are, they say it's very important. Research shows that it's important to know your partner's love language. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is that you tend to treat your partner with the love language that you are. Mm-hmm. So if you like gifts, then you tend to gift your partner with things. And, you know, I'm sure they would appreciate it. But if they're a quality time person, then they would prefer just to sit with you mm-hmm. and spend time rather than get a gift. Right. And so I think that this learning styles, I think it correlates and it kind of mirrors the love language topic as well.
Amy, that makes so much, it just clicked for me when you said that because, so I would say I fall under intrapersonal mm-hmm. and then I'm both visual and auditory. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think my love language is?
I think yours is probably quality time.
Amazing. It's actually words of affirmation.
Oh, words. Okay.
But that fits for me as you explain mm-hmm. these, mm-hmm. the learning styles to me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
I wonder if there's any research correlating the two.
With learning style and love languages. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for the listeners, could you list the five love languages?
Yeah, I'll make reference to the book and sure. the mm-hmm. love languages, give a link there. And since we are going to go ahead and take the time to do a part two, let me just sum up for today. So we're talking with Amy Whitson, who has had 20 plus years of education experience, is now in the corporate world, talking about learning styles and why that's important, and especially in our context, why it's important in relationships. So we're going to stop here. We're going to resume with a part two and maybe go into some examples of how people can miss each other and maybe how people can get it right once you understand those learning styles. So mm-hmm. this is part one of the learning style discussion. If you have liked what you heard, like, subscribe, send it to somebody who you're in relationship with, and maybe make this part of a coffee date coming up. So thank you for listening. We'll be back with part two of the learning styles.